what would it mean to some of your congregants to be forced to return to Liberia after having lived here for maybe more than a decade?
You see, a decade. Remember, after our Civil War, not Civil War, the destabilization of our country, this started since 1979. Some people been here that long. Some of them have homes. They have children. These children have graduated from college, and they are working. Today, they're living in fear.
The White House says as part of their reasoning for not extending this program is that Liberia has reached a stable position following the years of war. They've contained the Ebola outbreak from 2014, and that the country is now in a position to receive Liberians. What is your sense of how the country is doing now?
Yes, Ebola is gone. And yes, the country is better than it used to be. I mean, there is now war. The guns are silent. That's the only thing. The living condition, unemployment is something like 80% of the active force that are willing to work and able to work cannot find work. And then you're going to take people who are coming from this society who have lived all these years. And I'm telling you, some of them 20 years, some of them 25 years. And you're going to uproot them and put them in a society where there is not a job, the lifestyle of living, electricity, the water is not good. Electricity is not widespread across this country. So the country is not ready to receive them, especially if they were to return to Liberia en masse. You would probably be creating an environment for even trouble in the future. Remember, they have tasted democracy. Now they know what human rights are, and they may be demanding those rights when the government will not be in the position to provide it.
On a personal note, how do you feel about this decision?
Well, I feel terrible. Look, if these people had stayed here 20, 15, 25 years, and they are not criminal, they have bought houses, they have developed careers, they have had children, some of the children are in college today, why don't we create an opportunity and give them a pathway to legalize status?
What were the conditions in Liberia that led to the mass of refugees coming to America in the first place?
The war. At that time, we had a population of something like 3.5 million, and we killed about 250,000, died, and about 750,000 was dislocated based on the carnage that was going on in the country. And that is what that led many, many Liberians to leave the country. They would have died, and America granted them that status, hoping that the war would be over, quickly. But I was in Liberia. 1979 was when we had our first destabilization of the country. Some people left that time and came over here. The second piece was then the Ebola piece. When the Ebola came, they had no real good health system there. And so the United States were gracious to grant some people, the temporary prosthetic status to be here.
Reverend Matthew Kai of the West Side Tabernacle Baptist Church in Providence, thank you very much for sitting down and talking with us today.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.